Wizards and Warriors by Travis Emmett.
This is the Black Dragon.
Before you begin listening to this, rewind it and press the small button to make those numbers go 000. It is very important to play this. And then come back and listen again. Now, you are in Duran, the capital of Globia. The Black Dragon has been stealing food and farmer's crops. The King of Relicon asks you to kill it. He says he will let you choose the items of his. You can have swords A or B, shields A or B, gems A or B or C, staves A or B or C. Mark down which one you want. Example, sword B, shield A, staff A, and gem A. The journey to the dragon can be traveled in 2 days. You can go to Drygo, the dragon's lair, or you can go to Consith, the town of the farmers. To go to Drygo, go to number 25. To go to Consith, the town, look up 30. You walk toward Drygo. After about an hour, you get to a huge fortress. It is not guarded, but a huge statue stands in front of it. If you enter, you go to 35. If you don't, you go to 40. Wait, if you don't enter, you go to 35. If you do, you go to 40. Your journey toward Consif is certainly a rough one. In about 2 hours you get there. It is a peaceful town, but the people act strangely. Someone comes up to you and asks where you want to go. He says there is a garden and a museum. The museum is 45 and the garden is 70. You don't enter. You decide to leave. As you leave, the huge statue jumps on you. You die. You can kill it only with sword B, and you can only be protected with shield A. Enter. Inside, you see a book. It looks magical. You can pick it up and go to 50, or not, and go to 55. You go to the museum. Inside, you see a statue of a dog. Out of the corner of your eye, you see it move. You can fight it and go to 60, or not, and go to 65. Pick it up. Inside, the book says, Duran's Quest. After that, on the next page are several other notes. Suddenly, the book blows up. It can be deflected by shield B only, or you lose 5 hit points. You walk on. In the next room, you see fog. When it clears, you see 2 doors, one to the left and one to the right. To go left, go to 75. To go right, go to 80. When you fight and inspect it, you inspect it, but it's too late. An axe flings out of the corner of the room and strikes your leg. There's no way to block it, and you automatically lose 3 hit points. You run out of the room, and just in time, a battle axe whizzes out of the corner and smashes the statue. Outside, you can see you're in a garden. Maybe this is the one the man told you about. Go to 70. At the garden, beautiful sights greet your eyes. The place is full of flowers. As you walk down a path, you see more and more moving things. Suddenly, one of them attacks you. You automatically use -7. Fight is 85, not is 90. You go in the left door. There's no floor and you fall 10 feet into a room. There's no saving throw. There's no way you can block it and you automatically lose 5 hit points. You enter this door. Inside you find 1 treasure chest. You can open it or not. Not will be going to 95, open 100. You fight. You automatically lose 7 hit points, as I said before, and it can only be killed with sword A, and you can only be protected with sword B. You run along the path until you come to a door. It opens up automatically and forces you inside. Inside, you notice that there is a labyrinth. There are passages to the east and west. You can go to east, which would be 105, or west, which is 110. You hear a rumbling noise. Suddenly, the ceiling caves in. You lose 7 hit points, and it can be deflected totally with shield A. Okay, you open it. Inside you see 100 gold pieces. Mark down that you have 100 gold pieces. You hear a strange noise coming from the door. You can run, which is going to 115, or not, which is going to 120. You turn the corner, and a big ugly troll jumps out at you. You automatically lose 5 hit points. You can be killed with sword B, +4, or protected with shield B. You go west. You come to a sign marked Markov, east, Lanchon, west. You can go to one of these places. Markov, you go to 125. Lanchon, you go to 130. You run. What appears to be a large dragon lumbers into the room after you. You run down a hall, but the floor jolts. You are shaken off balance. You are forced to fight, and you lose automatically 1 hit point. Go to 120. You fight. A large dragon thunders into the room. You get out your sword. It flames. The battle rages on. You automatically lose 6 hit points. You kill it with sword A or protect with sword B. In this room, you find a scroll. It says, I'd advise you to go to Lankin. You can don't believe it, and hear rumbling noise. The room is caving in. It cannot be deflected. You automatically lose 5 hit points. Or you can believe it and go to 130. You go to Lankin. Here you see a fountain in the east and another room in the west. The room is 135, the fountain is 165. You go rest to the room. All of a sudden, the labyrinth starts floating. It falls back to earth, and you are stunned. You lose 2 hit points, and you fall to the fountain. Go to 165. If you killed the dragon, read on. Listen on. If you didn't, then you're dead. Or keep fighting. To kill him, you must either have the correct sword or shield. You can be killed with sword A and protect with sword B. He takes away 6 hit points after killing the dragon. You walk out of the room in a daze. You can see stairs in the west and a fountain in the east. West to stairs, read this. Fountain in the east, read 165. You go to the stairs and start climbing. Suddenly they give way and fall to the floor. You lose 2 hit points automatically, and there's no way you can stop, otherwise known as no saving throw. When you fall, you automatically fall east to fountain. Out of the fountain rises a huge black shape. It is a black dragon. It has 20 hit points. You get all your stuff. 1 shield, 1 sword, 1 gem, 1 staff. Look at the chart you made. You can run, which is go to 170, or fight, which is go to 180. The dragon flames you when you're running. You automatically lose 5 hit points, but you can protect it with shield B. You fight. The black dragon's a ferocious beast. You bite your arm off as a feast. Fight. You turn to fight the evil beast. You strike with gem. Gem A gives 5 hit points damage. That means he loses 5 hit points automatically. Gem B gives 2 hit points damage. That means he automatically loses 2 hit points to have 18. Gem C gives 3 hit points damage. He flames, and you automatically lose 5 hit points. Shield A takes 4 hit point damage. That means he can only flame you. You only get 1. And Shield B takes 3 hit point damage. You strike with your staff. Staff A gives 3 hit points. Staff B gives 5 hit points, and staff C gives 2 hit points damage. You strike with sword. Sword A gives 5 hit points damage. Sword B gives 3 hit points damage. Fight until one dies. If you lose, say, the dragon kills you, and the farmer finds your body. They burn you up, but the dragon kills them. The world isn't safe anymore. If you win, you kill him, and take his head back to Dulan. You marry a third princess, and you kill If you lose, say the black dragon kills you, and the farmers, you know, fewer of them. Get 1 experience point to add. You can choose whatever you want, but most of the time you have to get either gold or hit points. Gold times 10 hit points is just the same. Get 1 experience points for sword or gem or staff.